How's your audio?
Man, mine's good. How's yours?
Sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number?
17.
17.
Take two. I had it wrong on the first one.
Yeah, well.
Take two. 17 podcasts, man. I say it every time. Who'd have thunk it?
And a couple of bonuses. So we've been doing good.
Yeah, man. Rolling right along.
So this is the weekend preview.
Weekend preview.
Yep. So we're going to preview the weekend.
Yeah.
So what's going on this weekend?
There's a couple of shoots going on.
Couple of big shoots.
Yeah, there's one big shoot. Well, there's two big shoots. That shoot down there at the River Bottom Outdoors is a fairly big shoot.
And there's a whole bunch of three letter shoots going on.
Yeah.
OPA.
ASA.
ASA for the state of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So, and then the Archery Church League Bakewell for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about the OPA? Organization of Professional Archery.
Levi's little baby.
Yeah, Mike Pollard's.
Well, Pollard's now. Yeah, I guess Levi's kind of,
well,
not that he's backed away, but I think Mike's pretty much running that deal for the most part. I'm sure Levi and Samantha and them still got some input or whatnot.
But, name's still on the list.
You know, I think that was a good idea.
I mean,
I understand exactly what Levi was trying to do when he created the OPA.
Yep.
I mean, you look at archery and compare it to other sports. There's baseball, for instance. You got high school. Then you got college.
Yep.
And then you got the minor leagues. Your low A, your triple A, A's, yep. Double A, triple A, and then you got the big boys.
Big boys, uh-huh.
And from what I know, in my personal belief, Levi was trying to take the OPA and make it like the majors.
I understand. That's what
and
I was.
And you kind of look at the ASA and the IBO.
Organization of Professional Archery.
Right. And you take the ASA and the IBO, and that was like the AAA.
Yep.
Not that it's a AAA. I mean, it's still the big dogs. Don't get me wrong. But for the OPA, in its beginning, was strictly about professional archers.
That's right.
Having a platform for nothing but professionals to compete at.
Yep.
And then all the amateurs, put their input in. And I get it from the manufacturer standpoint.
And I understand that completely. I mean, you know, if I'm going to advertise with you, I want to advertise to the big dogs. I'm going to advertise to the masses.
Yeah, the masses, mm-hmm. the amateurs, the guys that are. I mean, because those guys that are shooting OPA on the masters level and you know the big dogs, so to speak,
on the expert.
Yeah, they're not. Let's face it. They're not buying their equipment.
No, because they're professionals.
Because they're professionals. The guys that
they're
are buying
contracted.
It and the ladies that are buying it are those...
wannabes or soon-to-bes.
Soon-to-bes.
Yep.
The ones that are striving to get there. And that's what Levi... I mean, I won't ever forget the first video that they put out about it. Strive to try to shoot at the expert level at the OPA. Here's a goal. I'm giving you a platform, something to shoot for. This is the big leagues. And so, I get what he was trying to do. It ain't quite worked out that way.
No.
For whatever the reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean
and they didn't build Rome overnight.
No, and it's not like everything's going to run perfect the first time.
No, I think this is, what, the third year?
Yeah, third year, yeah.
And they're still ironing out some details, but you can't build anything.
Oh, yeah.
Until you start it.
I mean,
you got to start it first and foremost.
I mean, that is, you know.
And they're doing that. And my hat's off to Levi and Samantha and Mike for taking a chance.
On something.
On something and trying to make it into something.
Yep.
If you read the post from the majority of the pros that shoot that event, they all say it's the funnest shoot of the year.
Yeah, because it's different.
It's different.
That's right. Got a 14 card.
You 14
can drag
card.
It around in the mud if you want to.
Yep.
Like certain people did.
And you can use that 14 card at a 72-yard mule deer, or you can drop it on a 37-yard bobcat.
Yep.
My hat's off to them. I mean, you can't have anything until you start it. And they started it, and they're trying it.
So it's at Seven Springs Mountain Resort.
On a golf course.
Well, it's a resort that has a several things.
Well, several things, yeah.
You know, in the wintertime, it's got some ski slopes. And
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Summertime, they got golf courses. This is a huge resort.
Oh, really?
So it's not like it's some little bitty thing.
Yeah, so they're not setting it up on the Monroe Country Club.
No, it's definitely not on Monroe Country Club. In Pennsylvania, have you seen the yardage list?
Yeah.
So I printed you one out.
I see it.
So 180 yarder.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Elk.
Mm-hmm.
870 yarders in the 70 yard
range. Distance. Anywhere from, I guess, 70 to 79.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
860 yarders.
Mm-hmm.
14 in the 50 yard range.
Mm-hmm.
3 in the 40 yard range. And they actually got 6 in the 30 yard range.
Which is
not what happened the last 2 years.
It's kind of. That's the most amount of short targets that they've had.
Yes.
That's my kind of yardage.
So they're going to shoot a javelina at 33.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shoot a coyote at 36.
Right.
The wolverine at 39.
39. Mm-hmm. On the other range. Yeah. The cinnamon bear at 36.
Oh, yeah. And that's a little bitty bear.
Is it?
I don't know, but I could see that. You know, the one we call Coca-Cola, the white one. Yeah, that would be, I could see that. But cinnamon bear.
We've missed a couple somewhere. I mean,
yeah, but I'm
six,
just,
but,
you know, giving you an idea of what the bobcat at 37.
I know when I talked to Dalton after he went the first year.
Yep.
He said it was a flat out
fun
blast.
Course. That's right.
It was really, really fun to do.
So, 80 yard elk.
14.
Yeah, go ahead, get it.
Why not?
Send it.
Just send it.
That's right.
With the wind, with a crosswind of about 20.
How about the gazelle at 53?
That would be a fun one to shoot.
Our hold on, I saw it. Where is it at? We got one of them
for me,
sitting in the range.
For me, the antelope at 60, because the speed goat is the number one animal on my bucket list to shoot with a bow.
I got you. So it's just one of those you want to do, so you might as well shoot at. I saw it. Oh, spike buck at 40.
You that's like being in Georgia.
Yeah. So
depending upon the angle.
Yep. So and there's some angles in there. You know, up and down that hilly, you know, it's in Pennsylvania, so it's not like it's flat.
Right.
So we have some Georgians going that way.
Who all do you know is going? I haven't really talked to anybody that I know is going.
I did see a couple of people going. Now don't hold me to it, so I don't want to call no names. But I did see some people were headed that way. So if you're from Georgia and you're going to OPA and you're listening to this, tag Georgia Archery in some pictures.
Yes, sir.
You know,
or yes, ma'am.
Hashtag Georgia Archery. I know Robin and
I did see where
they're going.
Yeah.
Daniel
Morgan.
That's it.
And Robin East.
They're going.
I saw that. That's right.
So they'll be gone. And there'll be a couple more probably. I don't, you know, the archery, you know, Georgia has got a big archery family. So to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to know everybody and where they're going, that's another thing. So that's a big tournament going on. It's been planned for a while. They're going to have a good time.
They always put it together well. I mean, there's a dinner the night before, I believe, and they have a bunch of giveaways.
Yeah, they have a bunch of stuff. They have
concert
a good time.
On the last night or the night that the pros shoot off, I guess Saturday.
Yep.
It's very enjoyable to watch.
Oh yeah,
and I know Bo Junkie will be there.
Yep,
so
Junkie
shout
will be
out
there,
to
so.
My big dog Greg Poole doing his thing.
So you can watch that coverage through Junkie, and he'll give some updates on who went 14 crack crazy.
Me? No, not really.
No. So what else is going on?
There's some kind of shoot going on at RBO,
River Bottom Outdoors.
It's the one that. Pretty much everybody that I know has been waiting for.
State ASA Championship.
Yep. Somebody's going to win a buckle.
Somebody is.
Somebody's going to win a buckle.
There's going to be several buckles.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be one in every class of people shooting.
You going to win one?
I want to.
You trying?
I'm trying.
You're leaving here in just a little bit to go.
That's why we're trying to knock this out.
Yeah, so you can get a little practice.
So we can
practice in.
Every little bit helps. So the 2019 Georgia State ASA Championship will be held the July 20th, 21st at River Bottom Outdoors, and that's in Franklin, Georgia. The shoot will consist of
four 15 target ranges. So they got 4 15 target ranges.
Yep. So he has an A range, a B range, a C range, and a D range.
I need the short range.
So it's not about short range and long range. Two of those ranges are unknown.
And two of them are known?
And two of them should be known. So that way, nobody can go cross-contaminate and say, well, I shot it known, you shot it, you're going to shoot it unknown.
Right,
but
right.
That was a 36-yarder. That was a 42-yarder. So that won't be no cross-contamination. So that's pretty good the deal that he put up, you know, 60 targets.
I didn't even know he had 60 targets.
Yeah, he may have borrowed some.
He may have. I shot down there one time last year, which is, of course, one of my favorite places to shoot. I wish it was closer.
I drive a lot of times over there, and I used to drive all the time over
there. But he had the Corsican Ram.
Yep.
When I shot it last year. And that's the first time I'd seen that target in a while.
Uh-huh.
I used to love that target.
Me too. Had a big old 14 on it.
Coke can 14.
That's right. So he's got all those ranges set. And
so 4 15 target ranges.
Yep. And you have to shoot two ranges.
Two ranges.
Yep. You can shoot 15 targets in one day.
Or all 30 in.
And the other the next. Or you can shoot all in one day. Yep.
Which is how I did it in the past. All 30 in one day.
Everyone will be placed in groups by River Bottom.
So you get there, you get paid up.
Yep, and then he'll say, y'all go
hang out here.
Y'all go out together.
Yep, this is your group.
He'll shuffle the groups.
So not peer grouping, but...
No, because being casual start, it's hard to peer right. group.
So you can't show up before and just take off.
Well, no, because you got to be with somebody, and we can't show up with four guys deep, and we're all buddies.
Right.
He's not going to let that happen either.
I like that.
Which is a good thing, right?
Scott's got the thing going.
Yeah, well, he's not his first rodeo.
No, he's done this a time or three.
Yeah. So the cost is $35 for all classes from high school and up.
And is that new? Has it been that price? I can't remember.
I'm just telling you that, and then it's $15 for middle and below.
Gotcha.
Start time on Saturday is 3 a.m.
Y'all coon shoot?
Yeah, no. 7 a.m.
Y'all pulling a coon shoot? You need that flashlight off my hunting bow?
Yep. I just wanted to see if you were listening.
I was, yeah. Right.
7 a.m. on Saturday, and the last group can go out at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday's
8.
8 a.m.
A.m.
So no coon shooting on Sunday, only on Saturday.
8 a.m.
And then
to 2 p.m.
is the last. Yep. All right, don't show up at 2:40. Think you're going to go out on the range.
You won't.
You'll be out.
And if you get there at 3 to try to shoot both rounds, you're going to be in the dark.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea.
30 targets is not a lot of targets to shoot at. You know, it's just more.
Who's in the group in front of you.
We usually shoot 20 targets, so you know, you're not picking up a whole lot more, you know, and you're splitting it. So you're doing 15. You can take a break and do 15 more. Mm. So it'll move a little faster, hopefully, that way. Shooter of the Year awards will be handed out as well on Sunday, along with belt buckles for the winners. And they'll have plenty of food, drinks, along with some great fellowship.
Y'all always have a good time. I've heard some stories about going down there and camping out.
We ain't going to talk about that.
Coolers.
Nope. I had red hands.
From what? Fruit?
Yeah.
What was in the fruit?
Oh, it was just fruit.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
the fruit was in the bottom of the
cooler.
Hunch punch.
What?
Anyway.
What?
No.
You slept outside, do what?
I did not sleep outside.
No, you didn't sleep outside.
But I enjoyed myself. We were a little younger, dumber, and had a great time.
No. You wouldn't get older and smarter.
I don't know about smarter.
Older nonetheless.
Older nonetheless.
Yeah. Getting older.
And older makes you slow down. Your brain may think you can.
But your body goes,
heck no.
Not today.
That's right.
All right, Dan.
So, yeah, I'm going Sunday morning bright and early.
Yeah, there's a group of y'all.
We hope so. That's what we're trying to get as many as we can to go over there and play so that even if the funny part was there was a post that said something about we're not going to let friends shoot against friends or people who you know. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to shoot by my dang self.
I reckon.
Because I know a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I mean,
you get around.
That don't sound good. I've been in the industry a long time. I've been in this.
I didn't say you was round. I said you get around.
I you know, shape is around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Round is a shape.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in shape.
That's right.
So, but yeah.
So all the Shooter of the Year awards will be presented. Shooter awards
will be presented. The you know, first, second, third, I guess, after everybody's turned in on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see how that goes.
Do you sit in Shooter of the Year?
They don't have I jumped back to the baby class.
Yeah.
At 40.
Yeah.
And they don't have a Shooter of the Year.
Gotcha.
There's no Shooter of the Year for that class.
Gotcha.
But I did some math. I would have been shooting pretty good.
You can add?
I had to take my shoes off.
That's a lot of doggone shoes.
Yeah, so.
All right, then.
Because I shot, I forgot, 12 up one time in a thing, and 16 up in another. So that ain't bad, you know? No. So, I mean, that would have put me pretty decent if it was Shooter of the Year. But that's not the point. The point is that I've been shooting well, and I'm going to have some fun. So, and fellowship with all the buddies.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
I'm probably going to bring the equipment down there just in case.
See if you can get some.
Might set the table up.
Get some interviews.
And set up the table and, you know.
Do the thing.
Do the darn thing. Especially, you know, people will probably wait around, try to see if they get their belt buckle or their stuff. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah, I'm sure
they will. I can get to talk to a few people.
I'm sure they will.
So that's what's going on this weekend. There's another little thing.
The Archery Church League banquet. The
Archery Church League is having their banquet. Yep, Saturday night on the 20th.
That's a pretty cool thing that they got going on up
6 p.m.
There, up around the Maysville area. Yep,
Maysville Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. You need to RSVP at Refuge if you were going.
Can anybody go?
As far as I know. Attendees from what club your shooter is from. So, you know, in other words, if you got a club and you want to attend, then that was be. I will not make that.
No.
We'll be here till whatever, and I probably will try to get a practice too if it ain't flooding.
Well, I know. I expect Saturday's going to be busy.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year, right?
If today was any indication.
Yep.
Yep, we're going to be rolling come Saturday.
So Maysville Baptist Church is going to have that, and I bet they'll have a good group.
I'm sure they will.
They shooters, kids, wear your jerseys.
Yep.
And casual for the adults.
Casual for the adults.
Yep, so they'll have a good time. But, yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Wait a minute.
That's what we got, right? That's all we got.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Let's talk about, let's see. We got websites. Look, don't worry about this thing's.
You done did the generator?
This thing's, you know.
Did I win?
I thought it just looked good sitting right here on my desk.
I thought I won.
Don't you got one?
I do.
I do too.
I could always use another one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a survival kit, dude. You can't have too many survival kits. You get out in the woods and get lost.
You're right.
I mean, shoot. Everybody needs a survival kit.
Yep. You're right.
And somebody's fixing to get one.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Well, while John's doing the generator to find out.
I was trying to give that last minute helpers, you know, the ones that are going to listen.
Survival kit. I'll just kind of remind everybody where they can find us. Generate. How's that?
That's fine with me.
All right. So just in case if you haven't heard on the first 16 podcasts that have been recorded, you can find us right here at georgiaarchery.com, on the Facebook at George Archery, Instagram.
Man, them strings look nice. Oh, sorry.
Instagram. Ooh. Ooh, that's sharp. I'm sorry. I got off.
Just think about it. Think about that.
Bow porn.
Think about that.
Bow porn.
On that bow we shot yesterday that I couldn't take a picture of.
Yeah.
Or that I couldn't post a picture of.
Right. Bow porn.
Just think about that.
That is legit. Y'all can't see what I'm looking at, but Billy White got it going on.
Yeah, he do. But it would look good.
Anyway, on the Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at George Archery. Email georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
That's right.
Phone number, George Archery. George Archer, George Archer. Okay, there ain't no phone number.
Well, if you know mine or Robbie's, you can get in touch with us.
Yep. You can find mine pretty easy.
Mine's been the same number since I was doing computer work.
911?
No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't find the 11. Oh.
But, yeah, George Archer. Everywhere you look. Instagrams, Facebooks, Tweeters.
Yep.
John said kind of chap snap, something another. I don't do that whole chap snapping, what snap chapping, whatever it is. I don't know too much about that. I got one, but they don't nobody ever Snapchat me, so I don't ever use it. Yeah.
I already did this earlier. Do you know that, right?
No.
Oh, I'm just trying to find the post that.
So where's the Jeopardy music?
The post that.
You want to put any odds on OPA winner in the expert class?
No.
I'm gonna have to pick me a guy. The ladies, I don't know. It could be.
Which guy are you gonna pick?
Perkins.
I got Bo Beff.
Chances,
my chances, man.
Legit.
I just like Chance a lot,
and I ain't rooting against Chance.
Nope,
or Nathan, or any of them.
No, it's not. This has nothing to do with that's my dog's better than your dog. But
I think Perkins is finally starting to get that Matthews figured out exactly like he had his PSEs. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling Perkins is gonna go over there and lay it down. All right, man. It's getting dark. You going to go practice?
Yeah, I'm going to practice. I'm trying to find the darn name. I had it through. I just wanted to look up there, whatever it was. I have it. It just so happens I know.
I got to go eat some Hot Pockets.
It just so happens I know the person.
Hot Pockets.
So I'm trying to find it. Just, you know how it is?
I had it,
now I can't find it.
I know how it is, man. It was there 1 minute. It was gone the next.
Yep.
Smartphones for you. They ain't as smart as they think they are.
No.
Or they're smarter than us and we just don't know it.
That's right. But I was informed. Did you tell them what was in the kit? I was informed that this
shot glass.
This 3.4, 5.6 we done been talking about.
Survival kit?
Yeah, with the.
Yeah, with that whole bow making thing.
I was told yesterday.
I was too.
That we done talked it up.
Yeah, dude he's already got a plan together.
Yeah, we already talked it up. With some directions.
And he said the hardest part is what he hadn't figured out yet is the errors.
Uh-huh.
And I had a thought about the errors. You know how a car antenna or like an antenna on a radio folds in?
Oh, you want it to be like Hawk.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
folds out?
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Now you got an error.
I got you.
So you got a winner.
Yeah, you got a wieners right there in front of you.
Of the survival kit. Mr. Wait, okay.
Well, we know it's a guy.
We do know it's a guy.
There we go.
Mr. Allen.
Yep.
Alfrero. Alfrero.
Yep.
Alfrero. Mr. Allen Alfrero.
Yep. He has won the kit.
I know I just boogered your name, Mr. Allen. I'm sorry. Gabriella, don't beat me up when you see me for boogering up the name.
He has won
the survival kit
from
Water Survival. Well, congratulations. We appreciate you, everybody entering.
Yep.
Mr. Allen, I'll put it in my pocket and take good care of it.
Until he'll be here tomorrow.
I cannot confirm nor deny that it might
use
the shot glass that's in it. No, I'm playing. I won't use it.
It's not a shot glass. It's a collapsible
cup. So you can heat your water.
And boil the nastiness out.
Boil the nastiness out of it. All right.
Yep. Well,
congratulations, Mr. Allen, the winner of the Firewater Survival kit.
We appreciate everybody that went by and liked Firewater Survival and hashtag George Archery or said they heard it on George Archery. We're just trying to build some camaraderie, some folks with some local whatever. It doesn't always be archery, but he just happened to do. And same thing when you share things.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a fair warning.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what we're giving away on the next the next giveaway.
All right, then.
There's this guy who makes these journals.
You know him?
Yeah, I do. I've met him before. I've been using it.
What kind of journal?
will actually be end of season, but we're still going to do it.
Yeah, that dude needs to hurry up and get that indoor journal
finished. Yeah, well, anyway, right now he's got 3D journal, so we're probably going to give a journal away.
How about that? That sounds good. I'm sure he'll be okay with that.
I might even find the guy. We might interview him.
Can you get him to sign one? Well, ain't nobody going to want that signature.
They're like, man, you wasted a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But, yeah, maybe we could talk to that guy.
Yeah.
You know that guy?
I've heard of him.
You heard of him? Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We're going to do that.
That's a good idea. I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'll tell you what.
Yep.
We'll do two of them.
Two of them.
Two journals.
You heard it. You heard it here first from the man who makes the journals.
From the guy who is that makes the
journals? That'd be Robbie.
Oh.
As in Surface. You remember I did an interview with the guy.
That's right, you did.
Before you became co-host.
Yeah, that's right, you did.
Remember? That was like one of the
episode, like one?
One, two?
Yeah, one, because David was two.
That's right. So before you became co-host.
Popular.
Before
I became popular.
Yeah, you was popular before because you was, you know, big time already.
No, no.
Yep. So.
No, no.
Yeah. But yeah, I think.
Yeah, two journals.
Two journals. All right,
you'll have them for next year.
We'll figure out the whole contest. Y'all heard it. So what I want y'all to do right now is go out there and post it up.
Yep. Right now, hit the like, share.
Yep. So we will definitely talk about that later.
All right then, man. Dude, I got Hot Pockets cooking.
I got to go shoot my bow.
You got to go practice. We're 27 minutes deep in this thing. We was trying to get 10.
That ain't bad.
No.
Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.